This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. An effort to rewrite election and voting law fails in the Senate, blocked by Republicans. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Republicans employed the filibuster to stall what's known as the For the People Act, a bill that would have struck down voting hurdles, among other things. Every GOP senator was against it.
Voter suppression has become part of the official platform of the Republican Party.
While Chuck Schumer's Democrats argued the bill was needed to offset moves in GOP-controlled states to make voting harder, Republicans like Ted Cruz said it was a simple power grab.
To ensure that Democrats won't lose control for the next 100 years.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's now some confusion about a report on moving forward with an investigation into the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol building. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is refuting a report from an inside source who told the media that Pelosi had told colleagues she was planning to establish a select committee to investigate the events leading up to the deadly attack and the breach of the Capitol building. Pelosi says she did not make that announcement. The House has been considering taking action on its own after GOP senators last month blocked the idea of a bipartisan investigation going forward.
U.S. authorities have taken control of some of Iran's state-linked news website domains. The U.S. says they're spreading disinformation. Tensions have been high between both countries. A San Diego area school district voted last night to fire the head basketball coach after tortillas were thrown at a team from a mostly Latino high school during a championship game. The school board also discussed student discipline, but didn't take any action on that last night. This is AP News. Houston hospital system workers have been fired or resigned after refusing to get COVID shots. Here's our Mike Rossia.
More than 150 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital System who refused to comply with the COVID-19 vaccine mandate have been fired or resigned. A spokesperson for the system says 153 employees resigned or were terminated on Tuesday after a two-week suspension period. The departures followed a ruling by a federal judge that threw out a lawsuit filed by 117 employees challenging the requirement. On June 12th, U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes said if employees of the hospital system objected to the requirement, they could work elsewhere. The plaintiffs have filed an appeal. I'm Mike Gracia.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams appears to have a fragile lead in New York City's Democratic mayoral primary, but it could be weeks before it becomes clear who's actually ahead in the first citywide election to use ranked choice voting. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.